Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. With the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to an evening edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to welcome a guest in the chat room. Welcome, guests. Thank you for listening. Today is Friday, May 12th, 2017. And if you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Reagan Whiteside's picture, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. We welcome your calls with questions and or comments for Reagan. This is Reagan's, I believe, third time on the show, and I'm happy to have her back to talk about her new CD, Treble Maker, and that's T-R-E-B-L-E Maker, released today. This is her fourth release, and I'm happy to have her back to talk about it. Welcome, Reagan Whiteside.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure indeed. Congrats to you on this new release, and as always, you did not disappoint on the intro.
Yeah, you know, we got to keep those going.
Yes. Now, I mentioned that because on Reagan's last two CDs, Quantum Drive and Evolve, she did intros on those as well. And Reagan, you're so creative with these intros, and the one on Evolve is my favorite intro. So what I would like to start, like to do, is play those intros first, and then we would play the intro on the new CD, Treble Maker. So, Reagan, I'm going to start with the first one and my favorite one, the one on Evolve. Tell me about this intro.
You know, that intro, it was really taken from real life. I mean, every single thing that you hear has actually happened, believe it or not. And you know, it's you can't make this stuff up. You just can't. So, you know, and since I do have a sense of humor, I gotta, you know, gotta poke fun at it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the intro from Reagan's Evolve CD. This is my favorite one.
Who is she again? Ryan Whitehead, right?
Nah, baby, her name is Regina Whitestone.
I thought her name was Reagan.
No, you didn't. Tell me her name is Reagan, like the president.
Like the ex-president?
She's in the
star. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Reagan Whiteside.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Miss Regina Whitestone.
Regina Whitestone, and then there was actually, okay, so Ryan Whitehead is actually the name of a musician that is in Atlanta, and then I met him. So the person who actually called me Ryan Whitehead was used to saying his name, and so, and it was very strange meeting him face to face. He's a sax player.
Okay, and who are the characters in that intro?
Oh, just random people. We tried to keep it general, but these are things that we've actually overheard, you know, before gigs and, you know, just in performance situations.
Okay. Now, the intro on Quantum Drive, is that like a continuation
yes.
of the one? Okay. Oh, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the intro on Quantum Drive.
Oh, that girl's good. That girl's good.
Playing
that violin.
She ain't playing no violin.
Man, I heard that in the bathroom. When he brought that piano out.
Hey, excuse me, y'all. But were you related to the performer?
Did anybody hear that girl playing a flute?
I saw it. She played clarinet.
Wait,
I played it in the elementary school band. I think I was there.
Shoot, you couldn't blow your nose.
You need to blow your nose.
Yep. And yes, I've heard every last one of those lines.
That's
yes,
so creative.
In real life. You just cannot make this
oh
stuff
my
up.
Gosh. So the, both are hilarious. Just funny. So actually, again, those are on Reagan's Quantum Drive and Evolve CD. If you don't have those, pick those up. She did not disappoint with the new release on Troublemaker. She did an intro for that as well. So I'll play that in just a little bit. But first, let me have you tell us a little bit about this new CD.
Oh, this CD, it's definitely different from the other ones because right in the middle of it, my husband and I had our first child. And my husband is also my producer and songwriting partner. So it was very different writing. It was just a completely different vibe. And so it was also a lot more difficult trying to finish the album, you know, with a little baby. Mm-hmm. And so this one, I think, just for my husband and I, we are most proud of this one because it was just the hardest to do. But we had a lot of great guest artists on here, and I was just happy that everybody said yes and agreed to play on it. We have Marion Meadows and Kim Waters, Tom Brown, Frank McComb, Bob Baldwin, and the PR Experience, and that's just a few. I mean, we had a lot of people lending their talents to this project, and it was just really, I feel really blessed to be able to have the kind of relationships that I have with these people, that they would just say, yeah, you know, let's do it.
Now, I had not heard of the PR Experience. Tell me about that.
The PR Experience, that's Nelson Render and Marvin Pryor, and it's a band that is primarily horns. And, you know, I've always wanted to have horns on my album. And, you know, I've grown up listening to, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Tower of Power and stuff like that. And, you know, just I've always been obsessed with horns. And and when we met at a gig in Atlanta, I was like, wow, this is like, they have the whole package, you know. So it's like, you don't have to like piecemeal it together. Everybody's just right there, and they're used to playing together, and they sound great. So we ended up doing this tune called See You at the Get Down, and it's one of my favorite tunes on the album.
Now, did you watch The Get Down on Netflix?
I sure did.
Oh, wasn't that good?
It was good.
Season
it
was
two good.
Was all
it got
of
a little
that,
weird.
I'm telling you.
What's that?
I said season two was all of that. It was so good.
Yes. Yeah. It got a little weird for me with the cartoon part, you know, the comic thing. But, you know, but I thought the story was just off the chain. So.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely. All right, well, let's take a listen to some music from Reagan's brand new CD, Troublemaker, out today. I'm going to start with the intro, Reagan, and then go right into track two. So tell me about the intro first, and then track two, Corey's Bop.
Well, the intro is basically kind of gives you a glimpse into our experience in trying to record this album with a one-year-old crawling around everywhere. And going into track two, which is Corey's Bop, that was the first song that Corey liked off the album. He would just, every time it came on, he would just start dancing, you know, so we ended up naming it after him.
Oh, okay. All right. So here's the intro, and then we'll go right into track two, which is called Corey's Bop.
Okay, Reagan, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Take one. Very interesting doing an album with a one-year-old,
Corey,
let me tell you.
Corey.
All right, I guess we'll try it again.
Yeah, okay.
Take two. Here we go. Corey, please don't pull that wire.
Okay, you want to get on the mic? Come here. All right. What do you got to say?
Is that right?
I guess this is officially your song now, Corey.
Yep, yep, this is Corey's song.
Reagan's one-year-old son, and that is from Reagan's new release, Troublemaker. That is available today. You can go and get that now on Amazon and on her website, ReaganWhiteside.com. Now, Reagan, you told me before the show started that it took you about 2 years to put this CD together, and you produced this along with your husband. Are these all these songs on here, are they original songs? Are these some songs that you've held for a while, maybe didn't fit on the last two CDs and thought they would be better on this one?
Some, yes. The majority of them are new, but a couple of tunes were left over from Evolve, that we just didn't have a chance to finish. Another one was left over from Quantum Drive that we didn't have a chance to finish either. And then and some are just brand new collaborations.
Okay, cool. And now, so we mentioned that Bob Baldwin is on here, Kim Waters, Marion Meadows, and Tom Brown. The songs that you sent them, were they specifically for these artists?
No, actually. that kind of happened after the fact. It was a very organic kind of thing. You know, as we're writing, it's like, you know, what do you think would sound good with this? Oh, I think that trumpet would sound excellent on it. Well, why don't we ask Tom Brown?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it would, you know, kind of go like that.
Okay. And you've worked with Bob Baldwin before on your music as well. So, yeah, you guys collaborate very well together, I should say.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, he's really helped me make that transition from classical to jazz, you know, all those many years ago. So, you know, he definitely knows me through and through as a musician.
Mm. Now, do you ever get an opportunity to play any classical music?
In public? No, not anymore.
No.
I do, you know, practice, you know, just to keep my chops up, but no, not too often anymore.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play another song, and the next one is going to be Early Arrival. Tell me about this one.
Early Arrival is also one of my favorites. Actually, you know, all the tunes are my favorites, but this song, I really wanted to write something that would make people feel good. And, you know, and I think every time I hear the song, it's like it's a very happy, very uplifting kind of tune. And, you know, and I'm very, you know, happy that Kim Waters agreed to play on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bob Baldwin is doing the keys on this as well.
Yeah, he is playing keys on it. And we also have Derek Scott playing guitar and Rich Harrison on drums.
Okay. All right. This is Early Arrival. The Arrival from the new CD Treble Maker from flutist Reagan Whiteside. Now, Reagan, when you sit down and write a song, when you're thinking about the artist that's playing the song or who you want, you know, to be on the song, do you write music for the artist to play or are you writing the music for the audience?
For the audience.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, when you're writing a tune, you know, a lot of it is, you know, it's coming from your heart, and you have to like what you're composing. And if you like what you're composing, hopefully somebody else will like it too. So then that's why I say it's an audience thing.
So as a fan, when I'm sitting in the audience listening to, you know, watching you play your flute, to me, I'm thinking there's not very many flutes, you know, in flute players in the industry, in the jazz industry. I mean, you're like one of a few handful, along with Althea Renee, and you know. So when you're writing your music for the audience, then I can feel that, you know. I can sit in the audience and say, oh, I love this song. It's really nice. It's upbeat, whatever it is, but I really enjoy it. And I like that about artists that think about the audience when they're writing their music, and that it does come from the heart, you know, and that we can feel it in the audience. If we give you the feedback from the audience and you can feel it from the stage. So we enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if the audience doesn't like it, I mean, you have nothing. You know,
especially if you're standing up there on stage and you're not getting any feedback at all from the audience, and you're wondering, well, what's going on here, you know?
Yeah, and you're standing there looking and feeling stupid. So, like, I'd rather avoid that at all costs.
Now, your husband is also one of the producers on this CD. Does he play with you on stage?
No, and this has been a long, long running joke. You know, he just refuses to be on stage. He says, I'm a studio cat, and that's, you know, that's my role, and that's where I'm going to be. You know, I said, okay.
Oh.
He just refuses. I don't know what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe one day you can get him up there. You know, maybe you can coax the audience into convincing him to come up and play with you sometime.
Yeah, I think
that
he would probably
nice.
Get in the car and drive away and leave me. Bad.
All right, the next track is number 6, Let's Do This, featuring Tom Brown. Tell me about this one.
Now, this tune was a song that we didn't get a chance to finish for Evolve. And, you know, we just ran out of time. And it was something that I've always wanted to finish. It was, you know, it was just, you know, a nice, good, dancey kind of tune. And but it was always, and we tried to get it back going for Quantum Drive, but it was just missing something. And I realized while we were working on this album, I knew exactly what it was missing, and it was missing a trumpet.
Okay. All right, this is Let's Do This, featuring Tom Brown. That is Let's Do This featuring Tom Brown. Very nice track right there. Like that. Like that one a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now where are you playing next?
I'm going to be in Alabama next month at the Perfect Note. I believe that's in Hoover, Alabama, on June 17th. And we're still, you know, lining up a bunch of dates, but I'm going to be up in the Northeast at the end of July in Connecticut and in New Jersey and I think somewhere in New York, in Yonkers. So, you know, we're just it's slowly but surely, you know, lining up dates. So, but
okay.
I will make sure I have everything on my website.
Yes, yes. All right. And let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
On Facebook, I am Reagan Whiteside Music. And on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Reagan Whiteside.
All right. And this new CD, Troublemaker, was released today. So it is available now. So I highly recommend you go and get that, pick that up, and check it out. Ms. Whiteside, thank you again for another interview.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support over the years. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure. I'm a fan. So, and I love your intro. So every time you do a new CD, I will be looking for an intro.
I'll make sure we do one on the next album.
All right. Well, thank you again. I appreciate you giving me another opportunity to speak with you. Have a great evening, and you go and see your little boy. Oh, wait, Miss Wanda just called in. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Hey, Wanda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Reagan. How are you, darling? I was about
I'm
to
great.
Order
How
your
are
CD.
You?
I'm good. Just about to order your CD because you know I got to get that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love flute.
You love all those instruments. I see. I see what you post on Facebook. I'm keeping
knows,
your style.
Everybody knows my favorite is sax. But I was telling someone the other day, I have a description of what I like about all the instruments.
Mm. So what is your description for flute?
Flute, it's sensual.
Mm-hmm.
It's very soft, very sensual. It takes you to another place.
Mm. Okay.
It's a whole new.
Good.
It's a different experience. Whereas the saxophone to me is sexy. But the flute takes you to another level. Of where you are. And I like that. Because I have all of, because you know I have all of your CDs.
That's cool. Thank you.
But you well,
now,
honey,
have you seen.
You, huh?
I was just going to ask if you've seen Reagan live.
No, but I know she's going to work her way up this way in the DMV because, you know, everybody comes through here. So if I just keep wishing and hoping, I know she'll make it through.
We're definitely working on something.
She needs to make her way over here to the West Coast as well. Yes, I was saying the same
right,
thing.
Right,
yes.
Right. Well, you have a good evening. And like I said, I'm getting ready to place my order and and you know you're going to see it on Facebook, so don't even, you know. You know I got
I really appreciate that. And let me know what you think.
Oh, I can let you know what I think right now. I love it. I'm drawn to Early Arrival with Kim Waters. And I like the funkiness of Tom Brown. I love him.
I know. Wasn't that nice? That was a nice track.
Yes. You got
He is just sick with it.
You got some good heavy hitters on here. And I've noticed the last three or four CDs I've purchased from other artists and about to purchase yours, everybody is drawn to Marion Meadows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Marion. Well, Marion's really cool, and he's also my birthday buddy.
Oh.
I met Marion, oh boy, maybe a few years after I got out of college. And, so I've known him a long time. And, you know, whenever he needs a flute, he'll call me. Whenever I need a sax, I'll call him. So, yeah, it's one of those things.
Well, that's good. It works out because I love love songs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
That's
a fun one.
Hmm? What'd you say?
I said I'll have my little write-up whenever I make my post.
I love you,
always,
Wanda.
I love you too, Cherry, because, you know, I always give my props to the artists because I love them. I appreciate that you all work hard. You work very hard to produce this music for all the jazz lovers, and I just want to thank you from all of us because you all work very, very hard in producing the sound for your audience that's something that you know we're all going to love, and I appreciate that.
And especially at a time where the music industry is just so much topsy-turvy and, you know, the artists aren't getting their dues and all of that.
Right.
Yeah, and these artists, Reagan, you guys keep putting out music. You know, every year you keep releasing new CDs regardless, and that's a testament to you guys as well. Definitely, you know, it shows the dedication that you have for your craft.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's hard to stay motivated in this in this climate, you know, with the industry and everything, but, you know, with people like you who support, you know, the jazz and the musicians who make it, and, you know, you people like you and Wanda, this is why we do it.
And we appreciate,
well, we appreciate
that
it.
Because,
yeah.
Yes, because in the last week, I've been called, where is she getting all this music? We haven't heard of some of these people. But, you know, I've learned about different artists I love my liner notes on physical CDs, and that's why I appreciate the artists that actually, you know, you do your iTunes or Spotify, but I appreciate the artists that actually do their physical CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very nosy when it comes to my artists. I want to know who plays each instrument. I just want to know who's doing what.
Right.
Yeah.
I've learned about other artists from certain artists' CDs. Like if I read through, who's that person? Just like I was listening to a CD the other day, and I found a new saxophonist. Just like that. Boom. Yes.
And this is like Reagan mentioned that PR experiences on this new CD, and I had not heard of them before. So that was, you know.
Neither have I.
Yeah, so that was a new introduction to us. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll do my research like I always do, and I'll be like, okay, I like that. And then, like I said, you know, people say to me, you don't just like one artist, you like all of them. Like, yes, I do. I love all of them. I'm versatile. I mean, I love saxophonists, but they each have their own style and sound.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the flutists. You, Kim, Althea, you know, you all have your own sound.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. You have your own signature sound. I love it. And you just keep making music, and I'm going to keep on buying.
Oh, thank you so much for the love and support.
You're quite welcome.
I really do appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome.
And
you have a great evening.
You too.
And for you, Wanda, I'm going to close the show with Love Song.
Oh my, yes, do that.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Have All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right, I will close the show with Love Song, and this song features Marion Meadows. Tell me about this one, Reagan.
Oh, Love Song. You know, this was one of those tunes where I was feeling especially lovey-dovey when I was writing it. And, you know, I had been, you know, listening to all of my favorite love songs, you know, like Always and Forever and Time Will Reveal and, you know, just a couple of Earth, Wind & Fire tunes as well. And, you know, and I was just in that mood. I said, oh, I want to write a song like that. And so, you know, here comes Love Song.
All right. All right. I will close the show with that. Thank you again for the opportunity to talk with you. I really appreciate it. And congrats to you again on this new release.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good evening.
Thanks. You too.
All right. All right. That was flutist Reagan Whiteside. Her new CD is called Treble Maker, T-R-E-B-L-E Maker. It was released today, so look for it on her website, ReaganWhiteside.com, and on Amazon. All right. Thanks again for tuning in to the guests in the chat room. I appreciate it. Thank you. And if you are listening to an archive show, thank you as well. This is a Love Song featuring Marion Meadows from the new release, Treble Maker. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Follow the Jazz Queen on Twitter at @Jazz_Queen, on Facebook and Instagram at Talking Smooth Jazz, and visit the website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com.